Right, so we're having a look at recording voice messages. Now, I'm going to press the voice button for the main receiver.
28.55300.
Okay, that's given us the frequency. And I'm doing that just to show you what happens when we go into the voice message mode. So, I'm in SSB. I've pressed the escape key a couple of times. This is to the left of the function keys that run along the bottom of the main display.
Voice message.
Now I've pressed F2, which is voice message. So we've gone into the voice message menu. Now let me press the voice key for the main receiver.
Voice message.
So if you forget where you are, you're always going to come back to this main key that reads out the frequency. So it tells us exactly where we are. Now the next thing we want to do is maybe look through the channels to see what we've got recorded. Now that's the fan that's just come on. It's rather warm in here today. So I'm now going to press and hold F2.
Record mic.
So it said record mic. Now F2 corresponds to channel number one. So we've got six channels that we can record into. We can look through the various input or recording options. The default is mic.
ACC2.
Accessory 2.
USB.
USB.
Optical.
Optical. This radio's got optical in and out.
Mic.
And we're back around to mic. And I was cycling through those just by pressing the F2. Now I'm going to hold F4, which is the record button. And while I hold it, that's a point. Let me grab the microphone. Right, so let's press it now. This is M0 AID, recording for active element. Okay, and I've let go of the F4 key. Now hopefully, if we press F2, this is M0 AID, recording for active element. Okay, so we've recorded that message. Now, I'm going to go through that again. We're recording to one of the other channels, I think. Right, so I've hit the escape key. Let's press F2.
Voice message.
So we're into voice message. Now, I held down F2 last time, which corresponded to channel number one. So this time I'm going to hold down F3.
Record mic.
Right, so this time I'm recording into channel number two. And we heard it give the option there to record into microphone, which is what we want to do. Let me grab the mic and I'm going to hold in F4. This is M0 AID, recording into channel number two. And I've let go of F4. Now this time, if I press F3, we should have that message played. This is M0 AID, recording into channel number two. I think it would be a lot easier if these channels corresponded to the F key. So F1 was channel number one, F2 was channel number two. But in most of the menu operations, F1 has some significance. It's normally a reset where it toggles a menu or a keyboard. So this is why everything is offset by one. Let's hit the escape key. So I'm back to where I know the menu's gone off. I'm going to press F2.
Voice, message.
So I'm into voice, message.
This is M0 AID recording for active element.
Okay, I was just pressing F2 again. Now this time I'm going to press F1.
Message, 1.
Now, we've gone into another keypad. We're still in the voice message menu, but this time we can press F2.
6, blank.
Now that's gone down to channel 6, it's wrapped around. If I press F3,
1.
It said 1, and you notice it was just 1 followed by nothing. Let's go to 2.
2.
And if I go to 3.
3, blank.
Yeah, so these are the blank channels.
4, blank. 5, blank. 6, blank. 1.
Right, so we're back around to 1. And if we wanted to delete that, we just hold in F7. And it's deleted. So let me come across and press F7. There we are. I held it in for about a second. So as well as using the function keys to move up and down the list of channels,
2.
We can also use the multi-channel control. So I'm clicking
3, blank, 4, blank, 5, blank. 6, blank, 1, blank.
Ah, so it was, yes, that's right, I deleted channel number 1. Let's go to channel number 2.
2.
So that one still has some contents. And just something else I will show you. If I now press F5.
Repeat, on.
So we can turn a repeat on. So if we have a CQ call, we want repeated. This is the way to do it. I'll press F5 again.
Repeat, off.
And if I move to F6.
Edit.
Now here you can type in a label for that message. Now this is something I haven't experimented with. And I'll just take it off. Okay. That's enough for voice messages.